Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. President Trump delivered his 2019 budget request to Capitol Hill this week, and it proposes cutting a lot of line items that benefit Alaska. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin trolled through the document for cuts with Alaska's significance.
Here are five programs the administration wants to cut that would pinch Alaska. The budget proposes to eliminate the Denali Commission. That's an independent agency that awards federal grants for infrastructure projects in rural Alaska. President Trump would reduce the funding from $17 million to $7 million, just enough to allow for an orderly shutdown. Trump wants to trim Native American housing grants. The changes would mean a loss of about $15 million for Alaska construction projects. The White House would cut a USDA grant program that has sent millions to Alaska each year to fund water and wastewater projects in rural Alaska. The budget would reform Essential Air Service to save $57 million. It's not clear whether Alaska's share of the pot would grow or shrink under this reform. Essential Air Service now pays air carriers $22 million to subsidize passenger service to 61 Alaska communities. The administration wants to eliminate funding for LIHEAP, that's the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, and also end weatherization assistance. Together, the two sent nearly $19 million to Alaska last year. If these proposed cuts alarm you, Senator Lisa Murkowski suggests you remain calm, because the president's budget is just one step in a long process. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
Trees bent and broken by snow and ice continue to cause power outages in the Fairbanks North Pole area. Golden Valley Electric Association reports about a dozen outages affecting a few hundred people this morning, down from thousands yesterday. GVEA spokeswoman Corrine Bradish says this week's new snow is adding to earlier accumulations on trees.
Trees are bent over from this weight into the power lines.
Bradish says dramatically warmer temperatures are also a problem.
There's moisture and water coming off of tree limbs that are right near the power line and dripping onto it. It's a water path, and it'll track from the power line into the tree and down into the ground, and that can cause a fault.
Bradish says line crews are in the field removing trees and making repairs and urges residents not to take matters into their own hands.
Those trees can be energized, so we don't want our members trying to remove any of these trees themselves.
Bradish anticipates more problems as snow continues to fall. She notes that wind can help remove snow from trees, but can also cause them to break and bend into power lines. The Air Force has completed another round of cold weather testing on the F-35A fighter. The high-tech aircraft has been undergoing tests at Eielson Air Force Base since last fall in preparation for two squadrons of F-35s being based at Eielson beginning in 2020. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
While most of us were grumbling about the 30-below cold snap that set in for a while last month, Air Force personnel who came here from Southern California say the conditions were just right to test the F-35A's ability to operate in chilly temperatures.
Our objective essentially was to take the F-35 up to a cold environment, which that definitely qualified as being a cold environment.
Colonel Michael Starr commands the Air Force Operational Test and Evaluation Center's 1st Detachment out of Edwards Air Force Base. And he says the testing that began in mid-January and wrapped up last week mainly involved checking out how the aircraft handled the cold during routine functions.
Start taxiing and take off, but also once we got to the range, how it was going to perform in certain missions.
Starr says the next two rounds or increments of F-35 testing will subject the warplane to increasingly realistic combat scenarios that'll be conducted in a different extreme environment in Southern California, Arizona, and elsewhere around the Southwest. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
And I'm Dan Bross.